I'm Susan Stamberg, a founding mother of National Public Radio, here from the very beginning. I first came to work in April 1971, a month before All Things Considered, the first NPR program, went on the air. There were maybe 12 staffers and very few resources. 5 reporters, 65 member stations. We began literally on tin cans and string. It was exhilarating. Every day at the office on I Street in Northwest Washington, D.C., we'd meet and talk about what we thought NPR should be. Journalistically sound, imaginative, not stuffy, conversational. And as we made our way through those first months, I became more and more certain of one thing. We were onto something that was going to be enormous. Our little network was going to grow up and become meaningful to a vast number of people. There was no question in my mind. The real reason to celebrate 40 years later is not because of an even or odd handful of years. We celebrate because we're still at it in the ambitious, determined, dedicated way in which we began. The clarity of purpose, the willingness to take the time to tell a story the way it should be told, that was and is our business. The stories you're about to hear show NPR becoming NPR, a snapshot of a decade and a beginning. Enjoy.
From National Public Radio in Washington, I'm Robert Conley with All Things Considered.
The first All Things Considered aired on the day of one of the biggest protests in the history of Washington, D.C. It was May 3rd, 1971. Thousands.